gang. Podcast time once again here on WMGK.com. Thanks for checking it out. It is a daily podcast. Dave here from the show. All the good stuff from this morning for you. There's a storm coming again. Yes, indeed. Another nor'easter. Quinn this time will be meeting with us tomorrow. It sounds exactly like Friday, just the repeat, the sequel. And as we all know, sequels tend to suck even more. So fun times in store. We look forward to that. The college basketball tournament is approaching as well, and we're doing our own little spin on that, the classic rock bracket, and we need your votes. It's David Gilmour's birthday, 72 years old for the Pink Floyd guitarist and singer, so we pay tribute to him today. And Toys in the Attic, a fun bit today where we had a little bit of nostalgia, went back into time to find out what that favorite toy from your childhood is that you still own to this day. Have a listen, folks. Here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Well, you might get into the fast lane today, but enjoy it while you can, because Friday is returning. You know, they're really not sure what the hell's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, the forecast right now, this is the forecast for
wide
tomorrow.
Open.
Right? Snow, rain, sleet, snow. Right. And the snow is going to actually start tonight into tomorrow morning. Increasing clouds today. The high temperature about 45. We'll get through most of the day. You won't see any rain, snow, anything until after like 7 o'clock tonight. And then all of this is going to – and it's very possible it could be the exact same storm all over again.
Kind of feels like it.
Yeah. And I'm like at my limit. I just got my phones and cable and all and internet back. Right, 8:30 last night.
Because you're living in North Korea.
Right. You know. And by tomorrow, they're going to take it away from me again. Yeah. I still don't have power. I still have no power in my house.
What the hell is happening?
So I'm telling you,
your grid is the worst.
Yeah, it is the absolute worst. My neighborhood looks like a tornado came through it. I mean, you know, it's like God forbid any of these bastards ever take care of their trees.
Well, that's what it comes down to.
I've got the tree.
It's living.
It's a living thing. You cut your hair, don't you, bozo?
The John DiBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
This coming Sunday is Selection Sunday for the NCAA. And I guess what's the first playing game? Next Wednesday, I guess?
There'll be Wednesday and Thursday.
Winners will then play Friday, Saturday. Yeah. Okay. All right. And that will get the brackets rolling. But we decided this year, why don't we have brackets of our own?
Welcome to the big show.
We want to do classic brackets, and what we're going to deal with, we're going to have six bands in each division. There'll be a North Division, a South Division, a West Division, and a British Division. Okay. All right, and you'll be able to pick the bands that will be able to go to what will be our final eight. We don't want to sit here going through 64 different bands. All right, and in the Northern Division. All right, now we're dealing with Division II here. We're not dealing with the Division I bands. We're dealing with the Division II bands.
Okay, I understand.
Because if we have Led Zeppelin and The Who and Pink Floyd and, the Beatles and the Stones in there, it's just going to end up being a battle between the Stones and the Beatles, and how many times can we have that argument?
Right.
All right, so we went down to Division II, and in Division II, you find Aerosmith, Bob Seger, Steely Dan, Boston, Bon Jovi, and Styx. This is the Northern Division. Those are the six bands that will be in the Northern Division. Your job is to go to WMGK.com, and we're going to do this at 6:40 every morning next week.
Cool.
So, because, the 6 o'clock hour people are so participatory. They're great. They're the best. All right? So you can go to WMGK.com or go to the Facebook page and it'll lead you to WMGK.com and vote for the band that you believe should be in the final eight. Right, two of these bands will advance. So is it going to be Bob Seger and Aerosmith, Steely Dan and Styx, Bon Jovi and Boston? I didn't really mean all of those letters to line up the way they did.
Top two vote getters moving on.
Vote getters will move on, and then we'll go to, let's see, this is the North. Tomorrow we'll do the South, and then Thursday we'll do the West, and then Friday we'll do the British, and then Monday we'll start pinning them up against each other, and you folks will be able to make the decision as to how they succeed. So go to WMGK.com and put in your vote for the band that you believe is the best in the Northern Division. And coming up tomorrow, we'll get to the South.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DiBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Good time!
again!
MGK.
Is party possible that you'll be partying all day tomorrow? Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe you got frozen in the house. I'm not sure. Have you heard about what the hell's happening, Sam?
Yep, I sure have.
It's like, all right, there's a chance of another nor'easter. If you have not heard about this, we'll have increasing clouds today, and then it'll start to rain tonight. That will change to snow, and then tomorrow the forecast is snow, rain, sleet, snow. Right, and the high temperature 36. Did you hear something about the Poconos could get with how much snow, Dave?
2 feet again.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, Lehigh Valley is upwards of 18 in some forecasts.
Really?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it seems that it all depends on some low and where it's going to hit, and you know, it's so sketchy, right? But you have no idea how much I don't want to go through Friday again. I mean, you have no idea.
All right? Your power finally come back on?
Nope. Still no power. Still living off the generator. We got cable back last night.
Well, thank God for that.
Right? You know, but still have, you know, the generator just cranking out there, right? And more than likely they'll no sooner get the power back restored to my house when it'll be out again.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
classic rock 102.9 MGK. It is David Gilmour's birthday today. He's 72 years old today. A great guy. Over the years, I've managed to spend a whole bunch of time with him, and sometimes on the phone, sometimes in person, and one time he nearly got me killed. As a matter of fact, if you want to hear that story, there is an On the Record at WMGK.com about how I went up on stage when Pink Floyd was playing JFK and nearly got a beer bottle to the head. All right, right. It's an interesting story. But anyway, it is his birthday today, and we figured, you know what? Look, everybody loves Pink Floyd. Why don't we just play Pink Floyd from now till our next break and give you the opportunity to pick the songs? So I'm starting out with Money because, it's my show. All right. It's that simple. I needed something. You can text in whatever song it is that you want to hear to MGK, MGK, and we'll get as many of these on the air as we possibly can to celebrate David Gilmour's birthday. A song that is actually about David Gilmour learning to fly an airplane. Learning to fly. That. All right. Jim Blizzard from Cherry Hill was the one who suggested that. Also, a number of other people asked for it. Linda McGrogan asked for it as well. Money from Pink Floyd before that was my pick. And your picks can keep coming in. We got time for a couple more. I got one that's already set up that Lucas from Levittown has asked for. And what I love about Learning to Fly is it comes from an album that we in America call A Momentary Lapse of Reason. But if you spoke to anybody in the band, I remember talking to David about this album when it came out, right? If you spoke to him, he would go, a momentary lapse of reason.
So weird. Advertisement.
Advertisement.
That's my favorite. Right.
Aluminium is
Aluminium, okay. But a learning to fly from a momentary lapse of a reason. We're going to get to Wish You Were Here. And I said, Lucas from Levittown is the one who asked about this. And there's an interesting story that David once told in an interview about... Right, you know the way it opens with that tinny guitar?
Sure.
About how that all came about.
I bought a 12-string guitar off a guy I know, and I was strumming it in the control room of number 3 at Abbey Road, and that just sort of started coming out, that riff. I started mildly obsessing with this riff that was slowly developing, and again, Roger's ears pricked up, and he said, what's that? Where's that come from? And I had a terrible habit of playing bits of songs by other people that were good. And Roger would say, yeah, that's great, let's use that. And I said, can't. This belongs to someone else. So he got a little nervous about asking sometimes. And I think he was a bit nervous about asking in case that came from something else by someone else. But I mean, the idea was that it was like a guitar playing on the radio. And someone in their room at home, in their bedroom or something, listening to it and joining in. So the other guitar was kind of supposed to be a kid at home joining in with the guitar he's listening to on the radio. And therefore it wasn't supposed to be too slick. And it wasn't.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9. MGK.
So yesterday, not that I had all that much to do at home other than read and putter around the house, right? I start going through some boxes because Bill, our program director, who's also the program director at WMMR, they're celebrating their 50th anniversary, and they said, hey, could you find some old audio for us? You know, performances that happened on the show back in the day and all that stuff. And it's okay. So I start searching through boxes, and I come across this one box, and I find literally the first radio I ever had. It was AM. It was a little crystal radio, and this was a little thing that basically, imagine a bunch of wire, right? You know, spun around a crystal of some sort, right? And by moving the antenna on this thing, you could adjust what radio station you would listen to. You would only hear AM, but you could adjust, and it was shaped like a rocket ship.
Ooh,
it was like a little rocket ship, right? And then like, you know, at the top of the rocket ship was this thing that you pulled up and down that was really the antenna, and it would pick up other stations.
Was it like a guessing game as to where you were on the dial?
Well, yeah. You had no idea where you were on the dial until, you know, and all it had was an earpiece. It didn't even have a speaker. It just had a little earpiece, and you would sit there and you would play with this thing. It was the tiniest thing. They were very popular in the 50s and going into the early 60s.
Of course.
You know, and then the transistor came along and changed life for all of us. And so I started to wonder. I said, you know what? And I do have a couple of other things from my childhood. I cannot be alone. So let me start with you, Cindy. Do you own any toys that you had? Do you still own any toys that you had as a child?
I think it's already established I'm a hoarder.
Okay.
So, and I'm looking behind me right now, and I've got my Raggedy Andy doll sitting next to the television.
And when did you get that?
I don't know, 1963.
Okay, Raggedy Andy.
Yep.
All right, Dave?
Those are such creepy dolls.
They are.
For me, it's probably, this is still stashed in our garage somewhere, the Switchblade comb. You know those? I thought it was so cool. Like rolling around at church, at youth group, be like, hey, check this out. Swish right through my hair. Super cool.
We're going to ask all of you about this. 215-263-WMGK, the childhood toy that you as an adult still own. Steve?
I don't own something of my own, but
because he had such a terrible childhood.
Stop it. I didn't
have a childhood. Big Dan used to beat him all the time.
With bags of oranges.
No, breadcrumbs. It was bread. That's how they made the 4C breadcrumbs. By beating him with bread. Stale bread. They would just take stale Italian bread and beat Steve with it.
But we have my wife Kristen's old rocking horse, a Fisher-Price rocking horse from, I guess, the late 1980s, that is now in my house, and my kid plays with it.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's too bad he gives his kid recycled toys, you know?
I gave the kid a box the other day to play with that was trash, and it's still sitting in my living room because he still plays with it.
Wait till next Christmas when he really begins to understand and see how many boxes he comes to enjoy.
We've saved presents for next year that we didn't give him this year.
Right? Oh, that's genius.
So 215-263-WMGK, what childhood toy are you still holding on to as an adult? Our hoarding queen here, right? I'm just sort of curious. All right, so Raggedy Andy is right in your bedroom,
right?
And you had that since you were a child.
Right.
But what, being the hoarder that you are, what other childhood toys do you still own?
Oh, well, I have all the ViewMaster.
Okay.
It goes on and on. My kids, we still play with the old Monopoly game.
The original.
The Game of Life from when I was a kid.
Right. Do you have Chutes and Ladders?
No.
You don't have Chutes and Ladders?
That game was so frustrating.
Out. Yeah.
God, I hated that game. I'm about to win. I'm back to square one.
We got into a conversation earlier this morning, and we're curious, and the number in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, of toys that you had when you were a child and you still hold on to as an adult. I bumped into something that I had, an old crystal radio shaped like a rocket ship, and all it had was an earpiece, and you just pulled this antenna on it, and you were able to change stations. All right, and what did you have?
I had the Switchblade pocket comb.
Switchblade pocket
comb.
Right.
Nothing said danger and style like that.
And Belga was riding on your wife's?
Kristen's
rocking horse.
Little Tykes rocking horse, yeah.
Little Tykes rocking horse. Right. You know what else I realized I have? Hmm. I have my Soupy Sales bow tie.
What?
Yeah, Soupy Sales. When Soupy Sales had a TV show, there weren't many, like, you know, merchandising items, and he always had this polka dot bow tie, right? And I still have that at home. As a matter of fact, the very first time I became very friendly with Soupy, you know, later in life.
Was he the precursor to a Pee Wee?
Most definitely.
Okay.
Most definitely. Okay. Right. And later in life, I became friends with him. And the very first time he was on my show, I showed up in my Super Sales bow tie. He was very impressed. Very impressed. So the number here, 215-263-WMGK. The question at hand, the toys that you're still hanging on to. Let's go to Tom here. Morning, Tom. How's it going?
Hi, man. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. All right. So what toy from your childhood do you still own as an adult?
Well, I still have my original Evel Knievel stunt motorcycle.
Didn't that come with a set of tracks?
No, it has like a little wind-up thing that you put it on, and it also came with like a bus and ramps and stuff you could jump.
And does he still jump, or is he dead just like the real Evel Knievel?
Oh, no, he still jumps, man.
Good for him.
I still even have the original box for it.
Oh, wow. That makes it really valuable. Hey, Bob, what about you? What are you still holding on to as an adult from your childhood? What toy?
Baba Bear. It was a bear that you'd shoot with a dart gun and it would spin around and run around the room.
Wow, I never even heard of that. Dave, that sounds like a toy you should own.
I would love Baba Bear. Do you have the dart gun still?
No, I don't have the gun. It's got the bear.
All right, over to Kevin. What are you still holding on to?
Booyakasha there, John.
Booyakasha.
I have two things I would say. I have a Rock'em Sock'em robot. And another thing, when we were kids, now I'm 63 now, when we were kids, a big game was called, you voted yourself as you went along. It was called Mousetrap.
Oh, I remember Mousetrap.
Sure. My grandma still has it.
I have the other version of that called Crazy Clock. And you can knock your block off, brother.
I knocked this block off. George, what do you got?
Boy, John, I have an old Viewmaster. You know, the ones with the round car.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God,
dude, I still pick those up at vintage stores.
And the beauty is I have some old discs. And, John, you remember Zorro.
Out of the night when the full moon is bright comes the horseman known as Zorro. Do I remember Zorro, please?
Oh, my gosh.
Now I'm built like Sergeant Garcia. Have a good morning. Carol, what are you still holding on to? What toy do you still have in your life as an adult?
Cabbage Patch doll and a Barbie with the case and the clothes.
Wow.
And they're on display in my walk-in closet.
You know, I'm that way too. Things that are really precious to me, I only keep in places that I go.
Right.
So if you're ever looking for one of my massive amount of awards, just go to my bathroom. That's where I keep them all. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
Howie, what are you still holding on to? What toys as an adult do you still have?
Yeah, my Matchbox cars.
How many do you have?
Over 100.
Oh, my God.
From 1960s.
Right. Do you have that carrying case, too?
Yeah.
Case. The blue one?
Yeah. Oh, Howie, yeah. I'm jealous.
What about the orange ramps?
No, I didn't have that.
I've been looking for those.
My son plays with him, too. I still play with him. I'm 54 years old, and I still play with him.
How old's your kid?
13.
13?
Yeah, I had him at 40.
Is his name Oops?
No, Eric.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.